Can you put the agenda on the screen, please?
Yes, it's on the screen.
Okay, thank you. Good morning, honorable members, our officials. Compliments of the new season to all of us. Wish all honorable members and our families a prospective year. And request God to protect all of us during this difficult period. I won't say that we observe a moment of silence for those who have passed on, but what I can say on behalf of the portfolio committee is to say that we are saddened about the loss of everyone, not only honorable members, because our people are dying. My words of encouragement is that let us stick to the regulations. Let's go back to the basics. Let's invite God and let's continue doing an awareness to our people. This pandemic is killing, it's a reality. And let's encourage them that since the vaccine is now in our midst, let's encourage our relatives, our families to cooperate with the Department of Health. It's a very complex period, but let's try to make sure that even if during this difficult period, we still continue trying our best to service our people. I believe as a collective, we'll be able to do oversight work as our core function. We had a very good program last year. Our participation was up to scratch. Then this year, our expectations is that we need to put more efforts that the department assists our small businesses during this difficult time. So I wish you well, honorable members, and I'm inviting God to be in our presence all the time. Must not forget that it's a privilege to find yourself where you're in. We must not forget that we are there on behalf of our people, regardless of a political party affiliation. What is key for us is to rise above and make sure that we assist the nation. With this a few words, you're warmly welcome into this first meeting, and hoping that God will protect all of us moving forward. According to our agenda, the next item is roll call and apologies. So I will request an introduction of the new member. I will request King to do that for us, because we received correspondences, but we don't know the member and we did not welcome the member. So want to formalize it officially that the member be welcomed with warm hands into this community. We're happy that we've got a new member who has joined us. We used to work harmoniously with Honorable Mbele. He was very vibrant, he was very useful to the portfolio committee. We believe that skills which he demonstrated, well, he will impart them to our new member so that the member continues strengthening this portfolio committee. Since in this portfolio committee, we are working as a collective, we are not working as political parties. King, over to you.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, good morning, honorable members. I would like to indicate that I received an apology of Honorable Zungula, excuse me, and then I'm still waiting for Honorable from the Northwest. Chairperson, from the office of the Chief Whip, we have received a communique which indicating that Honorable Mbele have been removed from this committee, I think to join the other committee, and then in his place, the political party, which is the Democratic Alliance, sent the Honorable Jan de Villiers. So as from today, the membership has changed. We have been joined by Honorable Jan de Villiers, and we would like to welcome him. And I think you, as you have indicated, Chair, that you have already, but I wanted to make it formally that we did receive a communique which confirms that Honorable de Villiers will now be a member of this Portfolio Committee of Small Business Development. So those are the apologies and the introduction that I wanted to do. All other members are present, so we can continue with the meeting, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you. The apology accepted. Let's really give a round of applause in indicating the appreciation of accepting or welcoming our new member. Maybe if you can put him on the screen so that we can see him and give him 1 second just to greet us, and then we'll proceed with our agenda. Honorable John.
Thank you very much, Chairperson, and I feel very welcome. Honorable members, I look very much forward to working with this committee. I myself have a background in small business and have started businesses before, and I think the work that we do in small business development in this committee is vital and very important, and I look very much forward to contributing and working harmoniously with all of the other members so that we can do small business development. So thank you very much. I feel very welcome, and I look forward to working with you. Thank you, colleagues.
Thank you. Can we give him a round of applause, honorable members? I think Shailene is on.
Thank you, John.
Thank you so much. And
I'm
proud and glad to have a member who has got experience. We need those skills and those experiences so that we can ride on as the portfolio committee. And then we'll now zoom to the next item, which is adoption of the agenda. The agenda is before us, honorable members. Can I have a hand, a mover for the adoption of the agenda? King, you'll assist me because I can't see members. Any mover for the adoption of the agenda, honorable members?
Chair,
I move.
Yes. Any seconder?
I second, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Lumengo. The agenda has been duly adopted, and then we'll now move to the next item, which is consideration and the adoption of the 2021 Honorable Thokozana, can you mute, please? King, can you take us through?
Thank you, Chairperson. Honorable members, this is the draft program of the Portfolio Committee on Small Business Development, first term of 2021. which has started on the 29th of January, and it will come to the end on the 19th of March 2021. We are saying it is the draft report, draft program, because members of the committee will have to adopt it, and then it will be the program for the first quarter. Chairperson, I want to indicate that though the term started on the 26th of January, but our first meeting is now on the 10th of February. What informed that was that from the 26th up until the 9th, we got an indication from the Office of the House Chairperson that there will be training of members and training of chairpersons. So we didn't want to interfere with the program of the House Chairperson. Hence, then we started our first meeting on the 10th of February. I understand that even yesterday, there was the last training that was taking place for members in the National Assembly. Then, of course, we cannot continue without having adopted the committee program. That is what is in the agenda. And then from last year, towards the close end of the year, we were left with two sets of minutes. That is now the minutes of the 18th of November and 2020. And our last meeting was on the 25th of November. So we were not able to adopt those minutes during that time. Hence today we are putting forward the consideration and adoption of those two sets of previous meetings. Then Chairperson, tomorrow, which is the 11th of February, I've just put it here in the program for members to understand that and conscientize them of the State of the Nation Address, which is a joint sitting where of the two houses called by the or requested by the President. Then, as you know, that we normally, our meeting slot is on Wednesdays. So now, the following week, which is the 24th of February, we are not going to have a meeting because it will be the day for a budget speech. They may ask why before the 24th we cannot have a meeting. It is because according to the parliamentary program, after the State of Nation Address, Tuesday and Wednesday, it's going to be the political parties debate on the State of the Nation Address. So members will be having sittings from morning till the afternoon. Hence, we did not make use of the 17th of February because it will be the day where it is scheduled for the sitting of the National Assembly debating the State of the Nation Address. And then on Thursday, the President will be responding on those debates. Then that make us to go out to the 3rd of March, the Wednesday of the 3rd of March, where we'll be getting a briefing on the 2020-2021 quarter two performance report. So I want to indicate this Chairperson, the structure and what informed this program for this first quarter. It is a form of conducting an oversight. We must remember that the other form of conducting an oversight is legally to get the quarterly reports from the department. So now that's the first step of conducting an oversight, not the oversight of going there physically. So hence, we will be interrogating the two performance, the quarter two of 2020-2021 performance of the department. And then on the 10th of March, we'll be getting the performance of the entities that is now on, sorry for that, that will be on the 10th of March, we're getting quarter two performance report by both Small Enterprise Development Agency, which is SEDA, and Small Enterprise Finance Agency. Then on the 17th of March, we'll be then getting the briefing on the 2021 quarter three performance report of the department and small businesses and its entities. We hope that we can be able to squeeze it and have it that long. So this is the structure and this is the base from which we developed this program that will be conducting oversight through interrogating the performance reports of the department and the entities. Chairperson, I present this program and move that the honorable members can interrogate, and then after interrogation, then you can adopt it. Just before I end, Chair, I can see that honorable group has raised thank you, Chair.
Okay, I'll give him that opportunity. After all, they are the one who should bless the program. If ever there are any additions, they will do so. Honorable members, here we are. Honorable Kruger, your hand is up. Can we hear from you?
And honorable.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Chair. Yes, I think, and I was wondering about our committee's strategic plan. I think if I also listen to yesterday's training, it's very essential that the committee, that each committee have a strategic plan. And I was wondering, when are we going to sit down and do the strategic plan? Because after this quarter, we are already then 2 years in Parliament. And So I think we need to put somewhere, make provision for strategic planning session. Thank you, Chair.
Yep. Honorable Jacob's hands was up also, and Honorable Kropdang.
May I proceed, Chairperson?
I think you can proceed, Honorable Jacobs.
Okay. Good morning, honorable members and fellow members of the Portfolio Committee. Thank you again for the invitation and opportunity. I also want to record my appreciation for the new member and really look forward to working together with each other. It's been a difficult year last year, and our committee has been able to push through. As we know, small business is everybody's business, and it's big business for especially the poor and the marginalized. And COVID had a massive impact on, especially in the informal economy and the small business. So I just want to support Honorable Kruger saying that we need to do the strategic planning, and we need to find a mechanism to put that in the program. So I want us to maybe look at squeezing or changing or combining one or two of the suggested programs so we can have that strategic planning workshop or session. I also want to see if we can have two additional issues, and I'll raise the two. I think the first issue is that the Minister of Tourism announced a relief fund for small, medium, and micro enterprises in the tourism industry. And so I'm quite keen for us to look at a possible joint portfolio committee with tourism and ourselves, so that Honorable Minister of Tourism can share the relief fund and the criteria and the application, and we as members of the joint committee can engage. I think it's a good initiative. I think it's an initiative that we must support. So I'm liking to suggest that we find time in that week of the 24th, and we look at possible scenarios. So maybe we should ask the officials to consider reaching out to our fellow portfolio committees in the tourism sector and see what is possible for that joint setting. So that's the one concrete proposal I want to make. I'm suggesting that we combine quarter two performance, and we get the department and the agencies in one slot. So So instead of having them over 2 weeks, we combine them. So I suggest that we keep the 3rd of March consideration and adoption of minutes for quarter two performance of both the department and its entities. So that will free up the 10th of March. And maybe we can push up the third quarter for the 10th of March. And then the third suggestion I would like to make is the possibility of getting beneficiaries of the relief fund. Remember, we as a portfolio committee last year said that the department indicated there's X amount of people that beneficiated from the relief fund. We would, as a committee, would like to hear from them directly. We'd like to hear from beneficiaries who did receive the grant, who did benefit from the COVID relief. So I think we need to have a oversight with beneficiaries. And I think given that everybody is now online and even micro businesses is also going to technology, I think we must allow our officials to find creative ways to get an audience, a randomly selected audience across the country geographically represented, to speak to beneficiaries, and they must come to us as the portfolio committee and share their stories, their challenges of small businesses, and also if there is success stories, let's hear those success stories. So those are the three recommendations I want to add to the program, Chair. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Honorable Jacobs. Honorable Kamelan, are you ready?
Yes, Chair. Thank you, and good morning to all the colleagues. Chair, I wanted to raise the same issue that was raised by Honorable Jacobs, that we cluster one of the items in the program. But my second, I will not repeat what they have said. My second proposal, Chair, will be if we have any other pressing matters, my request will be, can the Chair and the WIP director, so that we are able to have a special meeting, even if it's not part of the program, because if we want to channel ourselves through the program, and then there will be an issue that need an urgent attention. So I was saying that let's agree with the program that has been proposed with the addition that has been made that I'm seconding, but also agree that if there are any other pressing matter that needs special attention, the portfolio committee, we can have a special portfolio committee meeting. I do support the program, Chair, with the addition. Thank you.
Thank you, honorable members. Officials, are you there to can respond? I think Bumede, you are in, King.
Chair?
Yes?
There's also a hand from Honorable de Villiers.
Okay. Honorable de Villiers, the platform is yours.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Just would like to support that we talk to participants of the COVID Relief Fund. I just want to make a slight amendment to the suggestion. In the last Auditor General's report on how the COVID relief funds were spent, it was indicated that a massive proportion of the money has not been spent, and that there is a big amount of people who applied for the COVID relief funding, and specifically small business, who for whatever reason did not successfully access the funds. Now, I mean, the last thing we want as the Small Business Development Committee is that COVID funds were released to help small businesses, but people just can't seem to access those funds. So I'm much more interested to maybe have a session with the minister and the DG and understand why there are so many businesses that have applied for COVID relief funding but have not successfully been granted the funding, and what are the most common reasons? And then the most important question being, what can we do, or what can the department do to make it easier for small businesses to access those funds? Because it would be a shame and an absolute tragedy if there is money available to help people who need that money, businesses who need that money, but they can't access it due to whatever red tape or whatever regulations and procedures prohibit them from getting access to that relief fund. So that's my proposal. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Our officials here are the proposers.
Okay, sorry.
Yes.
There's a hand from Honorable April.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Chair, for recognizing me. First and foremost, I want to thank the inputs that I've heard so far, as I had some problems with connectivity. But since I am here now, Chair, what I want to say is I agree with the added proposal that's made by Honorable Jacobs. But I also want to say, Chair, I want to connect with what the Honorable de Villiers has just said. We have seen big reports in the media about the alliance of the COVID funds that was released. Demographically, it has been in the main release to white businesses. And one, we should maybe have that discussion also of who was the beneficiaries and how the demographic is, because in the main there is a notion in the public space that suggests that the banks has made it a point that a certain demographic group would be white businesses to get the lion's share of this funds that was there. And that is a big problem that we should not shy away from addressing from where we are. So I just wanted to have to agree that maybe we should have that discussion about who has received, who has not received, why they didn't receive, and why those that has received the lion's share has received it. That was my contribution to this conversation. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honourable Members. Before I give our officials, what I can hear is it's part of oversight that the department has been given money, there is AG's report, but on how to put it in the program. Yes, King?
I mean, sorry to disturb you. Maybe if you round up. Because the members are raising hands, so there's also a hand from Honorable Mtenjani. So I thought you can round up once they've contributed.
Okay. Let me give Honorable Mtenjani, the platform is yours.
Thank you very much once more, Chairperson, and greetings to all colleagues. Well, Chairperson, it's obvious, it goes without a saying that indeed, we all support the fact that we need to have some kind of oversight with the beneficiaries, of course, so they can come and explain to us the difficulties that they come across. Because if you will remember, recently it was all over the news that, as Mr. de Villiers is saying, that there were a lot of money which were never spent to the people which we are supposed to spend to. So. We much as we have this issue of coronavirus, which is the pandemic that is making everyone's life very difficult. But here are the monies which are there supposed to help our people, but the monies are not spent. So in short, as I round up, Chairperson, we all seem to agree with one word here, that the minister and the DG must come and account here. She must come and tell us what happened with those people, with us here being invited, so that she can hear the questions herself and then she can answer herself. Remember sometimes last year, she said proudly that she is the one who's accounting, but I know she's not always available. So, but maybe this time it will be much better. She must come and answer to those people as to what happened, because it was all over the news. And some of us as members of this portfolio committee, we used to get questions all over, but we never had answers because we couldn't answer those people why they didn't get the money. So the minister must come and the DG, I agree with my colleagues 100% that they did indeed the money. In fact, we're supposed to have called a special sitting before this one so she can come and explain, because that was very much disgusting. Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Members. Before I give officials, what I'm hearing here is the issue of accountability and oversight. I'm supporting what Honorable Members are saying, but if you check on how I was supposed to... if you check, Honorable Members, on how I was supposed to... to do oversight. I think the issue of identifying beneficiaries as proposed last year, that we need to do that oversight and get some findings, because we can call the minister, but if we haven't done also our part, it will be very difficult for us, because when we channel the department, we must have concrete evidence. So we'll have to combine the two. We need to move on the issue of oversight, of which I agree with Honorable Jacobs. At the same time, we also come up with a strat plan as the portfolio committee, but we need to get something in terms of our core mandate from the beneficiaries in line with that contribution or that budget, so that when we engage with the minister, we are quite sure about the findings which we have, because at the end of the day, we need to come up with some recommendations, as Honorable Jan has indicated, that we need to check what are the stumbling blocks, because our role is to defend our people on the ground. If the problem is with the department, the problem is with the bank, that's where we need to zoom in. So I'm trying to sum it up, but I'm in agreement with all the sentiments alluded by the honorable members. But let me allow our officials, because they are here to guide us. We have got our content advisor as well as our secretary. Honorable Gumede, over to you.
Thank you, Chairperson. Morning, honorable members. I hope I'm audible. Baking, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes, okay. I can hear you.
Okay. The first one, the issue that was raised by Honorable Kruger regarding the threat plan. That one, it's in the pipeline, honorable members. It's just that we cannot do our own threat plan having not received the strategic plan of the department and annual performance plan of the department. That's what we need to receive first from the department, including the entities. Once we got those, it's only then that we can convene our own strategic planning session. Hopefully, we should do that immediately after the budget vote report. Then on the other issues, I note that honorable members are recommending that the quarter two of the department, CIFA and CEDA, should be done in one day, and quarter three of the department, CIFA and CEDA, should also be done in one day. Braking, I think we can work that thing around, you know, like members have suggested, that we shift the programs to the 3rd and the 10th of March. Well, Braking, I was going to propose to the members, but maybe this is going to be our exercise going forward, to say maybe we need a special session with the department and also with BASA. Honorable members, you will recall that towards the end of last year, we invited BASA to come and give us a response as to why there is so much low uptake on the funding that was announced by the president to the tune of, I think it was 200 billion. I think we need to follow up on that meeting, Braking, for BASA to come through and respond on behalf of the commercial banks, which were basically the partners in that particular fund, and also for the department to come in account. Well, my proposal is, let's look maybe on the 4th or the 5th of March, the 4th being Thursday, the 5th of March being Friday. It's a suggestion, really. Braking, I'm not sure if you want to say something, or Honorable Kruger is fine with the threat plan as proposed, that we'll only be able to do it after we have received the threat plan and APPs of the department, and only after we have done the budget vote report.
Thank you, Gumede. King, do you have anything to add?
Chairpersons, not that much, because Mr. Kumete has covered the question of a strategic plan, which I see that members can understand it now. I wanted to respond on the beneficiaries of the relief fund, whereby, if members can remember, we were supposed to have that virtual oversight, and then we couldn't do it because of the changes of the the parliamentary program. The thing behind it was that it would be better if we have that virtual oversight for the whole day, though we can put it there, because what we're trying to run away or avoid was, if we have a meeting, let's say from 9:30 to 1, and then members go to the house, we thought that would not be that much effective. It would then be effective if maybe we can have the whole day. It was, we had, by that time, we minimized the numbers that we had chosen to about 12 or 13 beneficiaries, taking them from different provinces. So that one, I can say, it's still in the pipeline. We shall consider the parliamentary program and see where can we fit it. Secondly, Chairperson, if we are looking at the structure of the program, I was on the thinking that by receiving the quarterly reports, especially this second quarter report and the third quarter reports, they'll be indicating, or they'll be radiating, what the department and the entities did, because the second quarter, it is when the pandemic had already started, and there were diversion of funds and then to particular programs of the department. I should think then, thinking that we are conducting oversight, then members can be aware what is the department doing, what are entities doing, based on the reports that they've crafted, and members can interrogate those reports. Hence, then, we'll then be having a properly evidence to say, based on this report, the committee feels that maybe it's either the department is doing well or the department is lacking somewhere. Then we'll then be having the information of what are the reasons behind the small intake or the high intake or the small assistance to small businesses or whatever. That was the thinking, that will be, these reports will be indicating exactly, and will be doing the oversight on it. Then I should think, thirdly, Chairperson, the question of the tourism fund and conducting a joint meeting. We will pursue that, but what I know, I was in discussion with the secretary of the Portfolio Committee on Tourism, and they've indicated some of the things that they have gone with that. So we'll try and pursue it, but what I know, what I can tell the committee, that they have already started, and I should think they'll be meeting the minister on the 16th, because their sitting slot is on Tuesdays. So going forward, we can then try to create that slot, but then, because we meet on Wednesday and they meet on Tuesday, we can find the way of how do we do this joint day.
Thank you, Braking. Thanks to honorable members. Honorable members, it's exactly what I was indicating. I agree fully with you, because our role... Yes. What's wrong?
Yes. No, I was disturbed by phone.
Okay.
So
those
are the things that I can bring forward. I don't know, but it's upon the members. That's why I was saying, if it's possible, let's get the reports, and then thereafter, then we'll be able in written that whether the department is doing right, whether the intake is slow. As Mr. Kumete has said, my proposal will then be, BASA could be on the 17th of March, whereby we'd already having received the performance of the department in assisting those SMMEs. Thank you, Chair.
Thanks, Braking. Honorable members, I think we are getting answers. Your concerns are my concerns as the chairperson, and we are fresh from training where we were taught on how to conduct oversight. The essence of having the partners to come and brief us on their quarterly report is to can make sure that we check their targets and check their plans which were adopted by this committee, whether they are doing good or not, and then we'll take it from there. So let's invite BASA, as Gumede has indicated, let's allow them to come and give us a report, and then we'll interrogate with those reports, but at the same time, let's proceed doing oversight, since Honorable Kruger has indicated that we'll be now 2 years old, we haven't yet done that, but it was not our own making. It is because of the situation we find ourselves in. But let's alter this program, as honorable members has requested, and indicate those other items. What is critical is to interrogate with them. If we feel the answers which they are giving us based on the after the oversight with the beneficiaries as well as with BAS, we'll come up with some recommendations as the portfolio committee on moving forward. What are our recommendations? I think we are on the same page, honorable members. So I will request that one member move for the adoption with the amendments, the alteration and the addition into this particular program so that we can be able to move forward. Any mover?
I think yes, we can say members can move for the adoption with the changes that have been suggested, then we'll go and effect them.
That's what I'm trying to say, King.
Yes, Chair, I propose that we adopt the program with the amendments.
Thank you, Honorable King. Any seconder?
I do second, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Samelan. King, can you go back to the agenda? Take us back to the agenda. Thank you so much, honorable members, for your participation. You are so vibrant. You don't even care about this pandemic. I'm here.
On a point of order, Chairperson.
What is your point of order?
King is not an honorable member. You can't say honorable King.
No. I think it was a slipper of the tongue. I can't call an official an honorable member. Thank you for that.
Accepted.
The point of order sustained. Okay.
Thank you, Chair.
Yes. What is next?
By virtue of my name, I'm an honorable on a lighter note. Chairperson, would like to present the minutes. Members can see the minutes of 18 November 2020.
Minutes of
18 November 2020.
I can't see it on the program. Okay, all right. Proceed.
Chairperson, these minutes have been deposited in the inboxes of members, which I believe they've gone through them. On the 18th of November, we received a briefing on the 2019-20 audit findings of the Small Enterprise Finance Agency by Tsalube Sizwe Tsaluba Kopoto, Grant Thornton. Two, it was the briefing on localization program framework by the Department of Small Business Development. And thirdly, it was the consideration and adoption of budget review and recommendation report. And then fourthly, it was consideration and adoption of committee minutes of 11 November. Members who were in attendance, as we can see them there. And then apologies was of Honorable Zungula. And then those were in attendance, the executive from the Ministry Department and the okay, Chair. Apologies. In opening, the meeting was called in order. At that time, the chairperson of the committee, Ms. Suela, declared the meeting open. Welcome everyone in attendance. Objective of the meetings, was outlined being to consider and adopt minutes of the committee meeting dated 11 November, getting briefing from CIFA auditors, which is SNG, and then the update on the Department on Localization Program Framework, and then adoption of the 2020 Budget Review and Recommendation Report of the Portfolio Committee. It was Mr. Jacobs and Ms. Lubengo who moved in adoption of the agenda. Apologies, it was the apology of Honorable Mr. Zungula and the Deputy Minister Papa, as well as the minister was in attendance. However, she requested to be excused after introduction due to scheduled cabinet meeting that was taking place concurrently with the portfolio committee meeting. Her presence was to make a presentation on the proposed amendment on the National Small Enterprise Act in the cabinet. Then the briefing and presentation, briefing on the 2019-20 annual performance of CIFA. It was Mr. Rehan Mohammed Ali, Senior Manager of Auditors in the Office of Auditor General of South Africa, welcomed the opportunity and indicated that CIFA is audited by SNG. However, ACSA will still exercise oversight over the audit process. Then Mr. Ali further informed the committee that presentation was to be done by Ms. Kelelo Sajwane, the director at SNG Grant Thornton. Ms. Sajwane, on behalf of SNG Thornton, reacted with pleasure at being afforded an opportunity to appear before the committee to present CIFA audit outcome for 1920 financial year. And here, opening remarks outlined SNG formation, its mandate, the role, and how SNG became CIFA auditor. The presentation encompassed, among others, SNG reporting process, scope and detail of statutory and regulatory audits for 1920 outcomes, areas examined, audit opinion expressed on both statutory and regulatory audits. The report further outlined the financial management and performance under regulatory audit, with particular reference to compliance, human resources, financial viability, unauthorized irregular expenditure, fruitless and wasteful expenditure, SOE governance and oversight, procurement and contract management, and audit of predetermined objectives. Then the presentation is available to the member once it's in detail.
Chair, just on a point of order.
Honorable Kroger, is it Honorable Kroger?
Yes, it's me. Madam Chair, you know, we received this minute yesterday already. And I can't see that we read through the minutes again. You know, I did read through the minutes yesterday. And I think we can just go, you know, page by page and say page one is everything, page two, and then we can. Otherwise, you know, sometimes the minutes get too thick. If you have to read it in every committee meeting, it's going to take us ages.
I think your point of order is sustained, Honorable Kruger. Is an advice, and if all of us agree, because I'm chairing, I can't dictate, but your point has got valid, but that is the culture in Parliament. If Honorable Members feel that we have read the minutes, we can go through it page by page, as suggested. And
Chairperson?
Yes?
I would want to agree with the point that Honorable Kruger is raising.
Okay.
I want to agree with the point he's raising. Thank you.
Thank you. Prakim?
Thank you, Chair. Okay.
Just check us page by page on corrections, and then from there, or additions, and then we'll adopt the minutes.
We are on page one, Chair.
Mm. Corrections, comment? Honorable Members? Any correction, because maybe the spelling of your surname or your name might be a problem, because this is for public consumption. Any correction on page one? Let's go to page two. Take us to page two. Page two, any correction? Page three. Any correction, Honorable Members? Take us to page four. Any correction, Honorable Members, on page four? Proceed. Any correction, Honorable Members? Proceed. Silence with consent. Thank you. Can I have a mover for the adoption of the minutes as a true reflection which transpired during that day on the 18th of November 2020? Those who were present. Yes, Honorable Lemo.
I move for the adoption of what
is. Thank you, Mr. Mover. Any seconder to those who attended the meeting?
Mieni, I do second.
Thank you, Honorable Mieni. King, let's move to the next item.
Thank you, Chairperson.
Yes. Yes, Brocking.
Yes, we are going to the minutes of.
Minutes of
which, 25th which November.
Okay.
The last meeting of 2020.
Yes.
Take
us through to page one. Any corrections, Honorable Members? Page two. Page three. Page four. Page five. Page six. Page seven. Thank you. Honorable Members, here we are. Can I have a mover for the adoption of the minutes as a true reflection of what transpired during that day? Honorable Members, can I have a mover, please?
I so move, Chair.
Thank you. Any seconder?
I will second, Chair.
Thank you, King. Let's go back to our program. Thank you so much.
Mr. Hendrick has got the hand.
Okay. Honorable Hendrick.
No, I just wanted to help second the motion, but it's fine.
Pardon?
I wanted to second the motion, but it is fine now.
Okay. You have seconded. You are part of those who have seconded my last one. Don't worry. King, go back to our program, please.
Chairperson?
Yes.
These were minutes of the 25th, and then in the agenda, it was just a declaration, a combination, thinking that will be based on those minutes and the program. And I believe the deliberation has taken place on the program, a lot of deliberation and the proposal. So this is what.
Yes. Thank you so much, King. And then the last item is closing remarks by the chairperson. Honorable members, thank you so much for your participation. You were so vibrant. I'm happy with full of. Thank you, honorable members. Are you angry?
No, there was an error.
We are waiting for you to finish, Chair.
We're waiting for you to close the meeting.
I am proud and happy about your participation. You were so energetic and vibrant. Keep it up.
Thank you.
I believe this vehicle, we're going to ride it with high speed this year. Thanks for the participation. The meeting stand again.
Long live the chair!
Thank you. Greetings to the members.
Bye. Long live my team, long live. Keep well.
You look beautiful.
Thank you so much. Ijam Robo Mai. I was enjoying mangoes. Now I'm eating all sorts of morocco.
I can see your face. You know, it's
that's why I'm healthy and strong.
Can you greet Honorable Baba Alwa?
My daughter, why are you so quiet today?
Hey,
You must come to Pumala.
King is so happy. I think he is so happy that I'm quiet today.
I was worried. That is why I'm saying the chair must greet you.
No, listening.
Just surprised. Why are you
listening?
So
my daughter is also a skill. Sometimes you need to keep quiet and open your ears and observe. You will grow.
Yes.
Doesn't mean that if you are quiet, you are not digesting. You were. But it's good sometimes to listen to other people.
It's true. I need more.
There is a lot of rain in Mpumalanga. I don't know in other areas. But here in Mpumalanga, it's raining and setting.
Can't you see that I'm pitch black?
No, you must come down to Mpumalanga, ne?
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Masonja is in the Limpopo. It's Honorable Lorraine.
We're eating only Masonja, but yeah, you need more.
they can't live with Mashonja only. You must also get Muroho, Gushen, Kaka, Tingwembe. You see?
Yeah, you can say it. Tingwembe as for.
Patata is galoko, Ntongomana is galoko, Dumbula is galoko, lot of things in Mpumalanga. Just ask Mpenja and I will tell you, my son.
Yeah, I will pay you one day.
You guys must come here and visit. You are more than welcome. You will get everything, mahala, free of charge.